in the limelight.
President Donald Trump approved a wave of pre-Christmas pardons, granting clemency to a former campaign aide caught up in the Russia investigation, disgraced Republican lawmakers, and several contractors convicted of massacring Iraqi civilians in Baghdad. The White House announced on Tuesday, 22nd of December, Trump has granted full pardons to 15 people and commuted all or part of the sentences of 5 others. The beneficiaries include George Papadopoulos, a former campaign aide who pleaded guilty to lying to federal officials as part of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, and Alex Van der Zwaan, who pleaded guilty to a similar charge in the Russia investigation and is the son-in-law of Russian billionaire German Khan. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian journalists Martin Pengelly and Manvi Singh. The piece is titled "Trump Pardons Ex-Campaign Aide, Blackwater Contractors and Disgraced Lawmakers." Stay with us for more of Martin Pengelly and Manvi Singh's article. President Donald Trump approved a wave of pre-Christmas pardons, granting clemency to a former campaign aide caught up in the Russia investigation, disgraced Republican lawmakers, and several contractors convicted of massacring Iraqi civilians. The White House announced on Tuesday, 22nd of December, that Trump has granted full pardons to 15 people and commuted all or part of the sentences of 5 others. The beneficiaries include George Papadopoulos, a former campaign aide who pleaded guilty to lying to federal officials as part of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, and Alex Van der Zwaan, who pleaded guilty to a similar charge in the Russia investigation and is the son-in-law of the Russian billionaire German Khan. The 3 former Republican U.S. representatives who were pardoned or had their sentences commuted on Tuesday were Chris Collins of New York, Duncan Hunter of California, and Steve Stockman of Texas. Chris Collins, a 70-year-old, had been the first sitting member of Congress to endorse Trump's candidacy in 2016 and was a strong defender of the president. He pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit securities fraud and making false statements to the FBI and received a full pardon from Donald Trump. Duncan Hunter of California, a 44-year-old, pleaded guilty in 2019 to conspiring to convert campaign funds for personal use and received a full pardon. Steve Stockman of Texas, a 64-year-old, was convicted in 2018 of misuse of charitable funds and had his sentence commuted after serving 2 of 10 years. Also pardoned were Nicholas Slatton, Paul Slough, Evan Liberty, and Dustin Hurd, former contractors at Blackwater Worldwide, who were serving lengthy prison terms in connection with a massacring of Iraqi civilians in a 2007 massacre in Baghdad, the Iraqi capital. Among those killed by the Blackwater contractors were children, including a 9-year-old Iraqi boy and a mother who was clutching an infant. 2 former Border Patrol agents were also among those pardoned. Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compian were found guilty of crimes related to shooting an unarmed man who was smuggling drugs in 2005. George W. Bush commuted their sentences in 2009, but did not grant a full pardon. President Donald Trump's use of the presidential pardon power has attracted considerable controversy, and a list of recipients on Tuesday drew strong rebuke from Democrats. "These corrupt politicians don't deserve a pardon," said the Democratic California representative, Katie Porter. "Appalling decision by the president. Are you still a pro-law enforcement president after you pardoned killers of a 9-year-old Iraqi boy and an 11-year-old? Asked Joy Saleen, a law professor at the University of Alabama and former U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, about the decision in the contractor's case. Adam Schiff, the Democratic congressman who prosecuted Donald Trump's impeachment trial, tweeted, "Lie to cover up for the president, you get a pardon. Corrupt politician who endorsed Trump, you get a pardon. Murder innocent Iraqi civilians, you get a pardon. Elect a corrupt man as president, you get a corrupt result." While remarkable, Tuesday's wave of decisions did not come as a surprise. Back in November, Donald Trump pardoned his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI investigators during the Russia investigation. Speculation has flourished about whom Donald Trump may pardon next. The pardoning of George Papadopoulos and Alex Van der Zwaan may signal that more Trump associates embroiled in the matter could expect pardons, including his former aides Paul Manafort and Rick Gates. Donald Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani, the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, and the National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden are also among names commonly mentioned. Today's pardon helps correct the wrong that Robert Mueller's team inflicted on so many people, the White House said in a statement. George Papadopoulos, a 33-year-old, was an advisor to Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign. He pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to FBI agents about the timing and significance of his contacts with people who claimed to have ties to top Russian officials. The defendant's crime was serious and caused damage to the government's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, a sentencing recommendation memo from the then U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller said. George Papadopoulos served only 12 days of a 14-day sentence in federal prison, then was placed on a 12-month supervised release. It has also been reported that President Donald Trump has considered issuing a preemptive pardon for himself and also for members of his family who have worked in his White House.